I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Little birdie tells me you went to a festival.
Oh, that little birdie was right.
That little birdie was you, actually.
That little frickin' birdie was right.
You tweeted to tell me that you went to
but a festival. But I only did one night.
Did you actually stay the night? Because I
stayed the night.
Oh, you did stay the night.
Yeah, I lasted one night.
How did it, okay.
Yeah, it was great.
Talk me through the experience.
All right, here we go.
So bear in mind your other festival experience you spoke about where you turned up,
yeah,
walked in,
left.
Someone said, "Who's that? Is that fucking Jamie Lang?" And then
and then I left straight away.
Okay, so talk me through Wilderness.
This one's a little bit different.
Wilderness Fest 2022.
Wilderness Festival 2022. First one in about 3 years.
Yeah.
It's great.
First festival in 3 years.
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 Probably your last after you get married as well.
It was great.
Was it?
It was great.
Talk me through it. Come on.
I arrived there.
Stop teasing.
Okay, I arrived there. I'm in boutique camping.
Of course.
Yeah. We get taken to our tent.
Nice.
The guy who takes us to the tent tells me the story. He says, "Oh, by the way, I took Mickey Flanagan yesterday."
He took him.
He took him.
He abducted him.
He took him.
By the way, I abducted Mickey Flanagan.
By the way, I took Mickey Flanagan.
I'm about to take you too.
He took Mickey Flanagan. And
so you immediately were like, okay, I'm in the right spot.
I was like,
I'm amongst big
slabs. A-listers, yeah, right now.
Hilarious people.
We put our stuff into our boutique tent. Two man.
Were you impressed?
I was really impressed.
With the structure?
Oh, quite nice.
Up to standards.
Like a mini teepee.
Sophie happy?
Sophie happy. Boiling in there.
Yeah.
Hot.
Great.
Roasting.
Great weather for a festival.
Great weather, but boiling in this teepee tent.
Yeah. Did you meet the neighbours?
Met the neighbours.
Nice.
Big fans of Strictly.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so they knew.
Were you happy about that?
Kind of.
Were you trying to, like, you want to go under the radar? You're like, were you,
I said, look.
What were you wearing?
At this point, I'm wearing white shorts, white t-shirt, white trainers,
so
and a black hat.
Dress for tennis.
Yeah, so I was, and
was
a racket.
Was that your disguise?
And I had a racket, and I had some new balls.
That can't be the guy off Made in Chelsea. He's clearly a tennis player.
Yeah, I was disguised as a tennis player.
To be fair, Wilderness is quite that sort of festival.
Mm.
It's very
Wimbledon, like, vibes.
Middle, upper class, yeah, in a field.
Yeah.
Lots of posh buggers.
And so I said hi to them. They said hi. I said, "How's your festival going?"
They said hi.
They were eating hummus and pita bread.
Oh,
delicious!
This like Wilderness Festival compared to other festivals is so funny, isn't it?
Yeah, so hummus and pita,
like,
bread.
You go to Reading or Leeds. They're probably like,
and they're burning down the tent,
burning down the tent, scraping cocaine off the floor. Whereas you go to Wilderness and they're like, "What's
I think
nice
cocaine is a little highbrow as well." I think it's actually a little highbrow.
Scraping mud. I remember when the first festival I went to was Reading. And I was with my first ever girlfriend, Phoebe, and we were staying in this tiny little tent.
Mm.
We like got so into it and both basically told each other we were going to marry each other. You know,
yeah,
it was like fully, yeah, in the moment. First festival, yeah, like, came out of our tent and it was literally like a war zone. The tent next to us was identical to us, burnt to the ground. There was a like a group of like lads, probably like my same age as me, like 16, who were all like going around tearing down the infrastructure, setting fire to shit, lobbing deodorant cans onto bonfires. So it was like bombs were going off. I was like, we're in hell. I watched that.
It's intense. Woodstock.
Yeah. Woodstock 99. Did you watch that documentary?
I watched it as well.
I mean, it wasn't quite as extreme as that, but that was fucked up.
Yeah, if you watch this documentary on Netflix called Woodstock 1999, it's mental what happened. Everyone just turned against the festival.
America's quite a mad place.
It was a pretty miserable experience. Woodstock would have been wilderness.
Pretty far from what
if you imagine the opposite side of Woodstock 99, you probably got wilderness there. Anyway,
wilderness 22.
So I'm wearing my tennis outfit. I go in there. Do you know who's headlining right there as I get on?
As you get on.
As I arrive.
Do you know who's headlining? Me.
I'm the headliner. Do you know who's headlining as I arrive?
No.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Damn straight.
Come on, Murder on the Dance Floor.
Oh,
big.
Felipe's meeting her on Tuesday.
Can we get her on the podcast? I would absolutely adore
her. Her husband is he's a bass player of The Feeling. Mm. Anyway, so she was there. We party around. We have a good time.
Did you get like backstage at this type of stuff? Or was it not really that
I don't know. I could have done, but I didn't want to do that.
You saw Mickey.
Mick! Anyway, saw Vic Hope, our good friend.
Yeah.
Said hi to her. Then the party sort of, I had a couple of drinks. Then it starts to flow. Peggy Goo starts playing.
Ah, okay.
Now we're getting
up the tempo, right?
Up the tempo. You're
into
Peggy Goo.
You're into a bit of the goo?
I love the goo.
Do you like to get
gooey? Peggy Goo once Instagrammed a picture of my sweets and everything went crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, she's got a big fan base.
Love Peggy Goo. Peggy Goo started playing. I was like, this is brilliant. Anyway, that all happened. We then go to the place called The Valley. It's a big night. We're all partying. It's all great.
The Valley's a bit of a nightmare.
You go to this place called The Valley, which is like a dip in the woods, and it's big, heavy music. Boom, boom, boom.
Lord of the doof doof.
I then go back to my tent.
Yeah.
With
Soph? Or?
With Sophie.
Yeah.
And a couple of other friends, a guy called Rodney.
Yeah.
And Millie.
Yeah.
I'm in the tent. I then go outside the tent. Someone tells us to shut up because we'll talk. I think neighbors. Who thought I was Roger Federer.
Mickey tells you to shut up.
Mickey Flanagan tells me to be quiet. So I go, I'm just going to go and take a pee. I walk out of the tent to go and take a pee.
Yeah.
I kid you not.
Yeah.
I'm not that drunk. Okay. I'm pretty sober.
Yeah.
I'm taking a pee and I see a woman running down the road. And I was like, she's running after something. It's nighttime. And I look. She's running after a ferret.
What?
She has a pet ferret.
This is why I love.
She has a pet.
I love festivals.
Ferret. She's running after a ferret.
Like, did she catch him?
Don't know. And I went back in the tent.
Are you sure you saw this?
I promise you. I went back in the tent and I said, guys, there's a woman running after a ferret. They went, what? So I kid you not, there's a woman running after a ferret.
That's why I love festivals.
Woke up in the morning.
Yeah.
I turned over, Sophie was looking at me. I was like, oh my God, it was so bright in the tent.
There's a ferret on her head.
Yeah. She said, look, I think we should just do the one night.
Oh, you called it quits. So you didn't go in the second day?
I had the ammo to do the second day.
I had it in the chamber to do the second day.
But I thought, you know what? I'm at this age now where I know what's going to happen the second day. I've done it a million times before.
Mm.
Same thing.
You realize you can't chase ferrets.
As a metaphor, you can't chase ferrets all weekend.
Sometimes you can't catch the ferret.
And if you don't catch the ferret, you're just going to keep chasing it.
It's the eternal chase.
So we decided to go back to London.
Ferret off.
Yeah, we went back. And didn't tell anyone. We just left.
Oh, you love doing that.
Yeah, see you later, everyone.
You can't handle...
They call it the Houdini because you can escape from anywhere.
You can't handle the guilt.
It's not the guilt.
It's quite hard saying goodbye.
Just go.
It's the French accent.
Just go.
There's that thing. You save 2 years of your life if you don't say goodbye
there
at parties.
There you freaking go.
Yeah. So just get out.
If you don't drink, you save 252 hours a year.
And probably a hell of a lot of money.
There you go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our bonus episode of Private Parts. Welcome back to your Wednesday. By the way, people loved last week's episode with my sister.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty powerful. Pretty powerful.
My mum phoned me up to be like...
The first time she's actually phoned you. It's normally you pranking her.
I know, always trying to get hold of her. I got a question for you though, by the way.
Yeah, hit me, brother.
What do you think defines a room?
Defines a room?
Yeah, does a room have to have a roof?
The man standing in it.
does a room have to have a roof?
As in like what does it...
What's a room?
To be a room.
Does a room have to have a roof on it?
I don't know if it necessarily does. You could metaphorically could have a roof. So I, when I was in Ibiza, I slept in a yurt, right, which is circular. Yeah. And there's something about sleeping in circular buildings or circular rooms that is amazing. Like you sleep really like much better. I don't know why. Like rigid squares, I don't think it like works as well with your brain. It's like nice to be in a
circle. You sleep better in a circle.
Yeah, there's something to do, like, I don't know.
Sorry, You sleep in a
circle. Did you sleep well in your teepee?
Yeah, I slept very well.
There you go.
Didn't in the morning when it was so bright. Yeah. Feng shui in a room is really important.
It's so important.
Okay, here's a little tip for you listeners. Never have your bed facing the door. Apparently bad.
Not always possible.
Yeah, apparently it's a bad thing. Feng shui apparently is bad.
So don't look at the door.
Shouldn't look at the door when you're sleeping.
Turn away from
the door. That's actually a thing. You should not look at the door.
What happens if people creep up on you?
The whole point is you shouldn't be doing that. You
shouldn't be thinking of it.
You shouldn't be doing that. Another feng shui for things at night. Don't look at your phone before you go to sleep.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I do sometimes. It's bad.
I reckon you sit on your phone all freaking night and you just look at it.
Yeah. Just look at it with the screen closed. Staring at it. I don't see what's so bad about this. It's absolutely fine.
Another thing. I now, at my older age, I have to go to the bathroom about 8 times before I go to sleep.
It's probably the turtle juice.
It's not the turtle juice.
Ruining your insides.
It ain't the turtle juice. I just have to go.
You have to wee a lot.
Not poo. Wee a lot.
We have to wee.
Yeah, all the freaking time.
That's what happens.
What do you mean it happens?
That's what happens. Welcome to. I mean, normally when you're in like your 70s, though.
Do you think
you're progressing quite quickly?
I hope not. I had this feeling
having to wee. Have you ever had is it cystitis?
No.
Where like you constantly feel like you need a wee and like you can't sleep because you feel like you need a wee, you go to the toilet, you can't really wee. It's awful.
Sorry, explain that again. Cystitis is not that. Cystitis is where you have an infection.
It's like stinging. Stinging, yeah. But that's what happens.
You've had that.
Well, I don't know if I had cystitis, but that was the closest thing to
you, it. Have you ever had, and be honest and don't lie, and I want you to say it, you know, just straight off the cuff, here we go.
Yeah.
So we're going to know if you're lying. Here we go. Yeah. Have you ever had an STD?
No.
You've never had one?
I haven't, no.
Oh, don't look down, big boy.
I looked at the right.
Yeah, hey.
You ain't going to give me on that one. No, I actually haven't.
Yeah, I swear.
I swear, that were not my results.
I haven't.
Have you?
No. I haven't.
You have.
I have not.
Come on.
I have not had one.
Tell the kids.
I have not.
Tell the kids what you had.
Fortunately enough, I've never ever had an STD.
Yeah.
I haven't. Oh my God.
I haven't.
But listen, it's important that if you are listening to this. No, if you are listening to this and you do have unprotected sex, you do have to make sure you wear a condom because they are rife out there. I told you
Why have you just taken this moment to do a weird segue to tell kids to wear condoms?
I told you the time that freaking I went to the out. STD clinic when no. I was much younger, no. 16 years old. I was dating a girl and she said the only reason we can ever have sex, I must be 17, she said if we can have sex, you have to go and have an STD check. So I went to the STD clinic and there was like this Jack the Lad.
Walked in and they laughed at you and went, you can't have any STDs, eh?
There was this Jack the Lad there who's like making jokes. Yeah, all this. Anyway, he was in front of me in the queue and he went and had his check. And then I've never seen a person so juxtaposed when they went in, he came out. Honestly, he looked like he had seen a ghost.
Mate, it's quite horrific.
He looked like he'd seen a ghost
because it's changed over the years. Because I remember when I went when I was really young, they used to put like a thing down.
I had that
down your urethra.
Yeah,
and it stank so much. I remember. So the first time I ever went,
they used to. It looked. The only way I can describe it.
It's like a long cotton.
No, it looked like, you know, the things you blow bubbles out of. It was like a mini version of that.
Oh, no, don't.
And they used to put it down your urethra.
Yeah, urethra.
Yeah, urethra.
But so the first time I ever went, again, there's a lady, a nurse, and she's like, do you mind if we're doing like training in a minute? Do you mind if like someone else comes in
to watch?
And I was like, too nice to say no. So I was like, yeah, I don't want to get in the way of
her. So you were getting an STD check and some other person came in to have a look.
I didn't want to get in the way of her doctor's career.
Very fair.
Anyway, I was like, yeah, I guess that's fine. Three women walked in and sat there, and your penis when you're in that environment and there's a thing like a nasty stick being
you got a massive erection.
No, completely the opposite.
You suddenly got a massive reaction.
Sorry, I'm having a reaction.
You got a massive erection in front of these three women.
So I've seen lots of movies, and this is
you were like, oh, I know what's happening.
They started, so she's doing this, putting this thing down my urethra. And they start talking about EastEnders.
No, yeah. They didn't.
I was like, this is so unprofessional. Like, come
did
on.
You say anything?
Yeah, I chipped in. I was like, Peggy shouldn't have done that.
Wait, hang on. So you had an STD check and these people came in?
Yeah, training day.
What the hell?
Training day.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ever had to have an operation before?
Yeah, I've had a couple of operations. When I was a kid, my left front tooth just didn't come down. So I had, like, for 2 years, I think from when I was like 12, I just didn't have a front tooth there. So it looked like I'd been, like, someone had, like, knocked out my tooth. Yeah. So they had to put a chain.
The
tooth was actually there, but it was just like sitting up above the gum. So they had to, like, they had to cut it open and put a little gold chain on it that was like weighted. And it just like slowly pulled it down.
That is absolute baller. You had a gold weighted chain attached to your tooth.
I got that gangster and teeth.
Wait, how long did it take for it to be weighed down?
Oh, a day with that chain, mate. It was
No,
it took a while. It was like a year or something.
You had to wear a gold chain in your tooth for a year?
Yeah, to have...
Sorry, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Age 12.
You had to wear a gold chain attached to your tooth to weigh it down.
I sometimes think life's a bit strange. They just make that up.
Yes.
That's like... This kid has put gold chain on his mouth.
Do you have pictures of it?
No, probably not. That's 12.
Did you hide it?
I didn't. Well, I was, by that stage, I was just happy that there was a solution. Because like, at first, it was funny because it looked like someone punched me. And then I was like, I look like a pre-adolescent.
So they put gold chain? I've never heard of that in my life.
Come on, baby. Someone else, if anyone else out there has had the same issue.
Yeah, let us know.
Get involved. I also remember I had some teeth taken out, like some molars or something.
Yeah, the wisdom teeth.
And they had to gas me like 10 times because I kept waking up. You know how they're like 10 and I'd be like, yeah. So I would like drift out and then I'd come back and they'd be like, just gas him again. And so they gas me so many times and eventually I'm out. And
get him back!
So I then wake up after the operation and the first thing I do is like I panic and try to jump out of bed because I was like, so I tried to run for the door and your legs just don't work. So
ran for the gas?
Yeah, give me the gas. So I just ran and just fell on the floor and was just lying there in a heap.
I had that when I had my adenoids out as a kid.
Your whatties?
My adenoids.
Adenoids?
Your
adenoids?
Shit, son, you ain't balling until you had your adenoids out.
So this is the hashtag adenoids.
I had my adenoids. And I was like this hyperactive, obviously nightmare kid.
Mm.
And my mum said, I said to the doctor, I said, I know, my mummy needs to be here. And my mum said, trust me, if this boy wakes up on the hospital bed without me there, it's going to be all hell.
Yeah.
And they went, no, it's going to be fine. They gassed me or whatever they did to me. I fell asleep. I woke up on this hospital. I'd just been under general anesthetics. I should be, I'm 4 years old. I woke up, looked around. My mum wasn't there. So I bit the doctor.
You bit him? Oh my God.
I bit the doctor.
She really wasn't lying. That's,
I bit the doctor.
That's mad.
I rolled off the bed and the nurse runs to the phone and goes, get her down here. Get her down here.
There's alarms going off. It's like red light. Patient 03 has escaped.
Biting the doctor.
I remember once, I can't remember what I'd had. I'd had some operation where I'd been put under. It might have been for the gold. For
that
the,
gold tooth can't be
It
true.
Might have been for the gold
I
chain.
I don't believe they put a gold chain.
I swear to you. I wouldn't.
Attached a gold chain to your tooth like a bell and just made it weighted down.
Any dentist. But anyway, so I think it might have been for that procedure. I woke up. It was so embarrassing. There's loads of nurses around. And I farted really loudly. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? Like, what's happened? And the nurse turns around and my mum was there at the time. And they're like, oh yeah, that's a sort of usual reaction when they put the antibiotics up, like inserted up your anus. And they were like, it was optional, but your mum ticked yes. I was like, what did you ask me? Like, it's really weird. You've been fingering my bum whilst I'm asleep with fucking putting pills up there.
Oh my God. I remember when I had my ACL ligament done, I had to go on a general anesthetic again. So they had to reconstruct my ACL ligament. And I was in hospital and I was really upset.
Another tennis injury.
No, it wasn't. It was rugby, actually, when I was freaking going to be pro. Anyway, I had the injury really bad and I couldn't pee. General anesthetic stops you from peeing.
Oh, really?
It stops you from peeing. So I phone up my mum, go, Mum, you know, I can't pee. She says, okay, well, don't worry about it. See how you go. Another hour later, and fluids are going into my body all the time, right? Because you've got that little thing attached to you. A few hours later, I was like, I really need a pee now. And I kept getting my little like trolley thing that you're attached to and like waddling to the loo after my operation, trying to pee, couldn't pee. So I phone up the nurse, the night nurse, and I say, look, I can't pee. She says, okay, well, give it another go. Give it another go, it doesn't work. She says, okay, well, let's leave it an hour. Leave it another hour, I still can't pee.
Is your bladder
expanding? My bladder is literally on the point of exploding and I can't pee. So she comes back in and she says to me, okay, our only option now is to stick a catheter in you.
Oh, so it goes down your...
I didn't know what a catheter was. So I phoned my mum up and go, hey mum, don't worry about it. They're going to put a catheter in me.
Yeah.
She said, do you know where a catheter goes? It goes in your urethra.
So you're used to having that played with. You're like, yeah, stick it in, make it extra big.
So I freak out. So do you know what I do? I went to go and get... Go?
You bit the nurse.
No, go and get... she went and got a bedpan.
Yeah.
She filled it with hot water.
Yeah.
And I put my willy in it.
Oh, that worked.
Made me pee.
So that was an old schoolboy thing. And
someone's finger.
You'd put someone's hand in hot water or warm water when they were sleeping and it would make them...
Wait. Doesn't work. I had a friend called Edmund at school, and me and my friend James, when I did that, we went
Edmund.
And got Edmund. We went and got a cup of hot water,
yeah.
And we went over to his hand and stuck his hand in. We were looking at his hand, and then he was like not working. We looked up, and he was just staring at us.
He just starts urinating anyway. He's like, "Is this what you wanted? Are you not entertained?"
Hey, in our bonus episodes, what we like to do is talk about the high lows and the low lows.
The high lows and the low lows.
The high point and low point. What was your high point of the week?
My high point.
Yeah.
Look, got some pearls again.
There we go.
Got some my pearls.
What up, Styles?
So,
what up, Harry Styles?
I bought some Portuguese river pearls when I was in Lisbon.
Shut up.
I think they're probably made in China, but
yeah.
They're a bit bigger than these ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was in Croatia and I was actually weirdly thinking, I was like, this necklace has lasted quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone touched the necklace and it just exploded. It just went... Poof.
No.
Yeah.
So you went and bought some new ones?
I went and bought some new ones yesterday, so that was my high point. I had a really boring week, so that's why my high point's actually not that high. I was ill. I only just come out.
I don't think you were ill, big boy.
Sorry, who the fuck are you?
Oh, I don't know. Talking about being doctors, I don't know.
I was quite ill. I was like really run down.
Were you really run down?
Yeah, it was... not fun.
So that was the low light.
I had like proper brain fog. Just couldn't do anything. My energy was rinsed.
Just whacked.
Oh, it's terrible. I was trying to work and I would just fall asleep at the desk.
Freaking love that.
Yeah. So that's my low point, probably being ill.
Okay. Give you mine.
Oh, actually, another high point.
Yeah.
You know that peanut butter, Manulife?
Yes.
They've done a rich cocoa, like chocolate peanut butter.
Wow.
Put that in the fridge. It's basically like a chocolate yogurt.
Gee, I'm going to give a shout out to Hackney Gelato. Have you had Hackney Gelato? Hackney Gelato. Have you ever had it? They do a peanut butter and chocolate flavored ice cream. It's the best ice cream I think I've ever had in a tub. It's unbelievable. Shout out to the ice cream.
Do you know what I love?
What?
Philadelphia. Great on bagels with salmon. Great for all the family. I know I'm like trying to be sort of good with what I eat and not do anything bad. Like cheese is the
cheese is the worst.
The dairy industry is not good, apparently. But Philadelphia, oh boy.
But you still eat it.
Cream cheese is just so good. Yesterday, I just got a slice of bread.
Yeah.
And one of these Philadelphia likes. I'm trying to watch.
Oh, there you go.
It's summertime, you know. So I just got.
I love it that you just started your diet at the end of August.
Yeah. Yeah, I get
just
that.
Just going to look really fit for winter.
Going to get that summer bod for Christmas Day. Hey, Gran, check out these pecs. But I got a slice of bread, 50-50, Hovis 50-50.
Oh,
little bit of brown, little bit of white. So I just got it, didn't prepare it, didn't do anything, just got it in my hand. I'm so lazy sometimes, I just thrust it into the Philadelphia.
Oh, you didn't do
and
that.
Just ate pretty much the whole pot of Philadelphia with bread.
With half brown, half white bread.
And then I rolled
bread.
Over and... No, yeah.
And gave her a kiss.
That was my weekend. But no, yeah, I was love Philadelphia. It's
oh my god. Okay, my highlight.
Oh yeah, come on, hit me with yours.
Highlight gotta be Wilderness Festival.
Nice.
It's just a great time.
Sophie Ellis B,
great lady.
Did murder
Peggy Goo, great.
Did she create murder on the dance floor?
She did. She sung that. And do you know who else was DJing there? His first DJ set? Who's the guy who was the lead role in Homeland?
Big Star.
Big Star.
He's involved with the festival somehow.
He was DJing at the festival. His name is Damian Lewis.
Damian Lewis.
He was DJing. That was my highlight. My low light.
Yeah.
My low light of the weekend was, my low light is that this is a really boring one.
Mm.
Really, that's, really
low
boring
lights
one.
Are boring, generally.
Someone, it's not boring, someone effing stole my fresh fitness food again.
Yeah, but you know this.
I don't, listen, who is watching my door that my food gets left outside it,
please,
but they come and take it?
Can you please?
And not even this time. They actually opened up the little case it's in and just took the food out and left the case. Oh, that's courteous of you. That's not.
No, it is actually courteous because you can send the box back, can't you?
Furious.
I think you should set a trap.
Please. Should we do? Okay.
Put a poo in a box. It'd be so good. He'll go in there rummaging around to get his like truffles and come out with shit all over his hands. I think you should do it. Do something that like he'll open the bag and it explodes like blue
paint.
Like a bank
paint
robbery.
And then we know who it is. And then
imagine
find out
I come into,
Sophie.
Come into the podcast, so I've just got blue eyelashes. I'm like, hello.
Hey.
I really want to know also the power of this podcast if that woman caught her ferret. If you're listening to this.
If you are listening to this and you're at Wilderness Festival and you were chasing a ferret at about 2 a.m.
Or conversely, if you were at the festival and you saw Jamie tripping out.
I wasn't tripping. No, I was fine. I wasn't even drunk.
He thought there was ferrets everywhere.
There was a ferret running down the road and the woman was chasing it. It's a ferret.
I wish I'd seen this.
It was that or an
it's
otter.
Like, it's like
it was
I,
that or an
it's
otter.
It's like when I saw the world's second rarest moth.
No, but you made that up.
I didn't make it up.
You did.
There was a moth there.
There was not
was
a
the
moth
two,
there.
The two lads said that there was the second rarest moth.
There was not a moth there.
There was an actual moth there.
Okay, well, this
that's
was
a, why it was fucking hilarious.
This was a ferret or an otter. One of the two.
Oh, so now the story's changed. Yeah, it was an otter.
Oh, there's more to the story, is there?
And she was being chased by an elephant. Right, okay.
Listen, if you are that lady who is chasing a ferret or an otter, please let us know. Slide into our DMs at Private Podcast. This Friday, we have a great episode with a wonderful lady called Sarah Wilson. Sarah Wilson hasn't eaten sugar for the past 10 years, I think it is, hasn't touched it. She calls herself...
She hasn't what?
She hasn't eaten sugar.
Oh, wow. I want to do that.
She hasn't... She calls herself...
I wasn't on this podcast, was I?
No, there is a saying which is called minimalist, where you basically live with as minimal things as you can.
I know,
she believes that's a commercial term. She does less than that. She traveled the world with just a backpack in her hand for the last 7 years. She's an incredible lady. We talk about so much. She's also bipolar. We talk about bipolar... We talk about her upbringing. We talk about her life in Australia. We talk about her life now. We talk about her. She is, I mean, I've never met anyone in my life who says yes to so many things. She's an incredible lady. Sarah Wilson on the podcast this Friday. You're going to love this one.
I'm going to listen.
I host it with Tom Lucy because you're in Ibiza.
Minimalism. Lovely.
No, she thinks it's a commercial term.
Well, true minimalism then, I guess. I don't know.
If
you're a ferret,
yeah,
and you've been affected by today's podcast and you're fed up of being chased, please phone in.
Damn straight.
We'll look after you.
All right, everybody. We're going to see you on Friday for another episode. If we don't see you then, we'll see you next week on our bonus episodes on Wednesday. Have a great day. Have a great life. Big love to your people. Goodbye.
Ciao bella.
Ciao bella.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.